Okay, today, I don't know if you're gonna, it's not necessarily a home run. We'll see how it goes today. This, not every day is, okay, Daf Samach Vav. Okay, on the top, Samach Vav Aleph, and the Shaila is.
What we were learning yesterday.
Yeah.
In the Chafetz Chaim, the room with Shmir Saloshim, there's a whole discussion there about if someone has, tell somebody your mamzer, he doesn't answer.
Yeah.
So, is it
Hadar? Could
you go around and say it?
No, of course not.
It brings a whole discussion there that Eid Echad Naaman is only when they come to Best, or someone confronts it and says it. But it's not clear. It brings a machloikis that if you talk it on Paskin, but you chayish it. Because it brings a difference.
You chayish it?
It's a difference
of it. All right. Okay, let's see. Here's a very strange shaila. Nun samach vav. Not everything here is shal. Just do some in yonim. The pitzchei einayim lehachi lechidok. Pesach einayim lechidok. This is the Kabbalah Sefer. Kosav. Tachsar chano l'shachri rusa. This is the Gemara Masechet Tanis. The Gemara that talks about a person that says he comes to complain to the rabbi that his wife is driving, his wife is not satisfying in his eyes. She's very ugly. She was black. He's white. Okay, he's white and he married a black woman. And he doesn't like a black woman. Okay, he's a racist. He's a racist. Pshuta kimashmo. He does not. Don't ask me. He was forced into this marriage. They forced into this marriage and he does not like her. So he went to the rabbi. And he told the rabbi, listen, they forced me to marry this woman. And listen, you know, I can't help myself. I'm a racist. So the rabbi said, okay, I'll be mispalel that she should become white. I don't know why the rabbi should be mispalel that you should become black. No. The rabbi who was mispalel, a miracle happened that she became white. Now, it could be that white and black did not necessarily mean white. It could be, it means she became beautiful. It means she became beautiful. So he was mispalel, so then she became beautiful. So then he comes, he meets the rabbi, a month later, a year later, new. How's your marriage now? Now that she became beautiful, she's white, she's beautiful, how's the marriage? It's even worse. Because now that she became so beautiful, she looks down at me. She realized that she can really do better. She can divorce me, and she'll get a better shidduch. What does she need me for? Until now, she wasn't beautiful. This is the best she can do. But now that I'm so beautiful, she's so beautiful, she can get a real prince charming. What does she need an ugly guy like me for? So, you know something? It wasn't such a good idea that she should turn into a Cinderella in the middle of the night. It wasn't such a good idea. So he said, the Gemara there says, oh, you know what? I'll be mispalel that she should turn black again. She'll go back to where the way she came. Therefore, she'll no longer be arrogant. She'll no longer dominate over you. She'll no longer have a look down at you. That's the Gemara. The Gemara over there says, "Cause of Hatachsa, she was mispalel, Chana l'shachrius. I'll be mispalel that Chana, your wife, whose name was Chana, she should turn back into what she was before. She should become black once again." It's the Gemara Mesechtanis. Whatever it is. So here the Chido asks a question. Cautiously, this based upon the Gemara. Now, anyway, that the rabbi was being mispalel, the miracle should happen. Why wasn't he mispalel that she should acquire good midos? Okay, it's a very fascinating topic. You can be mispalel for a change of reality. What about being mispalel that you should acquire midos toivos? What?
Change of personality.
So since anyway he has to be mispalel, a tzvila that should be a miracle, so be mispalel for a change of personality. The ain lema, don't go answer me shetvila toil liknos midas toivos. Maybe you'll tell me a very chlumsh answer that you only can be mispalel to change the world reality. Things should change, but you can a tzvila to change a midah of a person does not work. That is not true. The Chida says it does work. Don't go tell me that tefillah itoil lochan leknes midas tevah shvat tefillah rak toil lehishlah lehe osher leoil lehani lehavri oil leyafos to become rich or poor, to become healthy or to become beautiful. Avol lahabe chamidas loitoil. That's not zeinoi. B'mnei shekinyan midas tevah subichlal hatashuva. That acquiring good news is part of tshuva. Shavrei imhu miskoyeh v'koyesu maknet chaver shulchaydei. There is shus lespal. The person has power to be mispal. Lachzir b'tshuva lerasha. It says in the pasuk that we are mispalel that chatoim should come to an end. We are mispalel yitamu chatoim in the aretz or shoyim oid enam. We're not mispalel yitamu chaitim in the oilam. We're not mispalel that the chaitim should cease to exist. We are mispalel that the shurish of chait should cease to exist, which basically means that we are mispalel that the rasha should stop doing averos. In order for the rasha stop doing averos, that means that he has to change his midos. V'chein muchach mizoyer hakodesh shemidivere beinu arig hakodesh. V'yavagav shakol b'dei shemayim chutz miyirshon. This is another kasha. That's not all. On the other hand, he said it's nothing because we have a principle. Hakol b'dei shemayim chutz miyira shemayim. Yira shemayim is a midah. So Chazal make it very clear that there's nothing you can possibly do to change a person's yira shemayim. That's a midah. Let that serve as a binyan now for all other midahs. That's not a kasha. Mikol makom ein lecha adam shlo yovel dehiro tshuva v'yispalo. Hashem should send his help from holy places. In other words, you can be mispal to become a Yira Shema. That's all part of the process. I'm going to elaborate a little bit. But all part of the process, this that we have a principle that Kol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Yira Shemayim means, but if you are mispalel that you should be a Yira Shemayim, then you will be given the divine assistance to become a Yira Shemayim. So the bottom line over here is, this kasha over here is that it's possible for a person to be mispalo for a change of character, a change of personality, a change of midos. So he's asking a kasha in the Gemara Masech the Tainus. In this story, where a man complained that his wife did not find favor in his eyes, and the rabbi was mispalo that she should become beautiful, and then she became arrogant and wanted to dominate, wanted to push him around, and he complained to the rabbi, and the rabbi said, if that's the case, I'm going to mispalo that she should go back to becoming ugly. So the question was, why couldn't the rabbi be mispalel that the change of midos? And don't tell me that tefillah for midos does not work. I've just proven to you that a tefillah for midos does work. So he gives the answer. Another question. Emar the ferish of sefer chasidim sheivakash sheishtoi tiyeh toiva v'yisabich levavo l'toiva. Sefer ha-chasidim has marital advice, and he tells her that if you don't get along with your wife, you should be mispalel that she should change her personality. Hashem should cause his person's wife to have a pleasant personality, so it does work. So here's the answer. The Efsha, the answer is Loi Mashem Yachavahu Hoya Shachor V'Hoy Sayafa. Since he, the husband, was black, V'Hi Hoy Sayafa, and at this moment in time she was beautiful. Kumoisha Kosav Hamafarsh, and that's Pshan, we have to study the Gemara, the Mestechot Tainus Navchav Gimel to know what the case was. So here he was black, and she now was beautiful, she was white. Lo Shayach Shloi Takniteu Bipnimius Libo, Vyafilu Im Tiskaber Al Atzma, Vitokov Atzma Lechain Hedif Lespalel Sheyu Shavim. Very, very strange. He says that sometimes, that it, I guess what he's trying to say is that it's a very, very, very great difficulty that if he is black and she is beautiful, the mitzias is, it's not going to work. That in order for her to change her personality, that she should not look down upon him is more difficult than being mispalel that she should go back to being what she was before. Okay, so tefillah is always relative. When a person needs a solution, some tefillahs are more realistic than others. A person should not be mispalel for something which is where he's not being realistic into what he can accomplish with his tefillah. In this situation, the koyach of tefillah to change her back into her present previous state was more realistic than being mispalel for her to change her personality. Not that it does not work; it can work theoretically, but in this situation, it was not realistic. Okay, obviously this is a little bit difficult.
Being installed to win the lottery, and maybe that way she'll change her mind.
Okay, let's go to the next one. Okay, let's try another one.
Rabbi's supposed to tell a story. You have to want to change.
Right, you have to want. You have to do the shtadl. So the thing you take out of this is, obviously this is a very bizarre thing, okay, not everything here is a home run, but what you take out of this is that when it comes to the Koyach HaTzvila, you have to be realistic. We have a Kabbalah that Tzvila can accomplish the impossible, but you also have to be realistic. If you have two different, you have a situation at hand, and you need over here, there are two possible solutions, and you want to invest Koyach HaTzvila, you want to be responsible for a solution, Chazal always tells us it's always more beneficial to be very specific in your prayers. If you go and spell generalities, it's less effective. The more specific you are in your prayer, the more effective it is. So the person wants to be mispalel for a solution. So you can just be general. Hashem, you provide, I'm going to be mispalel, and you provide a solution. That's a nice thing to do, but if you could be more specific, that would be ideal. If there are two possible solutions, A and B, and A is not realistic, B is within the realm of Derech HaTeva, is more realistic, a person should invest the Koyach HaTzvila in something that is more realistic. That's what I take out of this piece of Chazal.
Trying to be healthy, that's understandable. But praying for someone to have Yiras Shamayim, isn't that coming out of limud and guidance from the back?
Yes, so it's not that it does not work, but there is help for that also. It also theoretically works. You have to be realistic. You have to be realistic in when you misspell for something, what can work and what is not likely to work. Let's go to the next example. L'saper l'odim, here is a sugya of lashon hara. Interesting. Are you allowed to reveal in shiduchim? A person is they want no information about a shiduch. Are you allowed to reveal that this person's parents are divorced or were divorced? That's the shail. Is that now today? Listen, today it's not really today. I think probably you have to reveal this information. But let's see what it says. This is just in some. They'll find it anyway. They'll have tinnitus on you.
Or after the fourth date.
Okay, so this is everything you learn in these truths is not always practical, but it's interesting to see, to get some ideas. Let's see. Is it considered to be Lashon Hara to reveal about a person that his parents are divorced or were divorced, whatever the situation is? Here we go, the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, how does it relate to the Gemara? It talks about Pesach Ladam Mechavoyed Atzim Mechavoyed Banav. You're allowed to say, had you known that this is not an honor, you've made a neder, and now have you to do a certain thing, had you known that by you doing this thing, it's not an honor to you, it's not an honor in society, it's not perceived to be a good thing to do such a thing, or it's not good for your family, had you known this, would you have made the neder? And he says, I never would have made the neder if I had known that I would have been in mivaz my family. That is considered to be a valid opening to be matter the neder. If you would have known that this is the kachi vester shel pliny megarish es nashav,
that's his character,
that he divorces his wives, the albinois secha you aimim binois grushos hein, and they say about your daughters that they are the daughters of grushos ma'ara also iman shel elu hiskarish. What did their mother see in that to get divorced? The Avani says, "Ilo yisi yadeh shekein lo yisi neder." Had I known this, I would have not have made a neder.
What was this neder?
I think I'm going to divorce my wife. I'm going to divorce my wife. I am making a neder that I'm going to do something which will lead me to divorce my wife. I don't like her. I don't want to divorce my. I don't like this woman. I want to make. And I must divorce her. They said, "You know, okay, but don't you realize? Very good. You don't like her. You want to divorce her. People are going to talk. It's not going to be good for shidduchim. You know, I know of a story recently. It's a very frightening thing. I know of a story where a person did something. He tortured his wife. He tortured his wife for many, many years. I don't want to go into too many details. Probably it's a famous story. All of a sudden, he stopped torturing her. Whatever, you can use your imagination. And I heard the reason was because he has a daughter in Shidduchim. And in order to make it good for, you know, in order not, in order that it shouldn't be easy for her to find the Shidduch, he did something which he behaved. So it's exactly what it says here in the Gemara. Over here, the person made a neder, I hate this woman, I'm going to kill her. I'm going to torture her to death. I'm going to divorce her because I just have it out for her. And now they said, and I made a neder. Nothing I can do. I can't be mad at the neder. I'm bound to fulfill my vow. Do you realize that you have a daughter in Shidduchim and it's going to be very hard for her to find the Shidduch when they know that her father does something like this? I didn't think about that. So I don't want to be responsible for that. So therefore, that's a valid way to be matan. That's the case of the Gemara. So now along comes the Berav Kasa Maru Osa Amen Iman Liskarish. Not for the fact that he found Ervas Tavar, v'nimsa poigim espinos. Now the Rav says over here in the Mishnayis, a very chiddush. When people are going to say they got divorced, they're going to circulate rumors. Now I don't think today you don't probably wouldn't say something like this. Maybe they would. Why did the man divorce his wife? They're going to start circulating rumors that she had an affair. Now that's very serious. It's one thing when men and women get divorced because they just don't get along. Not different strokes for different folks. But sometimes the men and women get divorced because there's something called an Ervas Tavar. So that is very, very serious. So he doesn't want people to say that his wife was Mezaneh, and that's going to really cause shilas. Who knows, maybe the child's a Mamzeres. Who knows? So that's very similar. So that's how the Rav learns Pshat in the Mishnah. So he goes further to say, from this we learn that it's lashon hara to say about a person's parents shehiskarshu heyos umashma mikach shemotzavim beimam ervas tovar. If you're going to say today about a certain person, yes, parents are divorced. Okay, let's not talk about shidduch. Let's just stop. You talk about a person, so and so. It's not nogea. Oh, this man, this guy, gossip. His parents are divorced. So people are going to start thinking, according to the Rav, why are his parents divorced? Because that woman, she must have went and had an affair with someone, which is terrible lashon hara. It's not lashon hara to say they didn't get along, but it's lashon hara to say that she had an affair. So therefore, it's only because the Rav says that. See, if not for the Rav, the Gemara is silent. There are many reasons why people get divorced. You would not necessarily think it's because they're there. But the Rav was Mechadesh Ervas Tavar. So by extension, we learn that if you're going to circulate rumors, it's going to be a problem. Ulam Kosav Shem Ladon Shem Dumdum Zem before some Lakhob. But let's say this thing is well known. For everyone, Haray Zekadavar Shar Nemar Befnei Gimel Mutl Sabak Der Chakrai. We know the laws of Lashon Hara, that if something is public knowledge, technically there is no violation of Lashna. It's not that it's a good thing to do. Chavetz Chaim says you're still not allowed to do it. And that's why all these blogs are 100% in violation of Lashon Hara, even though it's in the Daily News, and it's the New York Post, and it's the New York Times. That does not give a Jewish blogger the right to comment and to publicize it. It's 100% forbidden, without any exception. Technically, is a violation of Lashon Hara? Not necessarily. Is it a technical violation with all the multiple loisaseis in the Torah, but it's still forbidden? So here he's talking about over here, even though it's public knowledge, and so the mutl sabah b'derech akrai, there are situations where you got to say the occasionally akrai. We call malkam don sham b'ayfen shadavak kvar nishkach. Certainly in a situation where it's forgotten, or a situation where not everyone, believe it or not, it might be shocking to some people. Not everyone reads the New York Times, and not everyone reads the Daily News, and if they don't read about it on the Jewish blogs, they would never know. They would never know what happened. It's really true. So it's for what?
Did that have the dovet for Yishai?
I'm not sure. Let's see. We call welcome. They didn't have blogs in those days. I'm not sure. When we call welcome, done. Shem Yevon Shadav Kvar Nishkach Melibus Adam in Shayach Hetazeh. The Ayn Bimar Shah. Okay. Let's see. Vehidei Bivamis. I'm a Rav Isha Raw Mitzvah Lagarish. The Sutton of the Pasuk says Garish Leitz. The Yatsa Modern the Yishbeitz Din the Kolayn. The person who divorced the Leitz will go away Modern the Yishbeitz Din the Kolayn, and then all of our harshness and shame will go away. We call welcome. Kostam Amiri. Shemisha nafla legarala ishara yisavlena kia yecheles v'yenich makayim l'shalayim. A person in the chatil, even though it says in the past that a person should divorce a woman who is elates, who is problematic, but when a person is able to live with her in the chatil, he should not divorce and find a solution. Now, because of the b'sev d'ri chayil, shemikevin shehu yochel lispol asar ishtai, hine mikevin shekol atam, shemitzu lugar shehu zeu mishum hariv v'hamodan v'kan shenimna v'adavar mikevin shesoyvlo, or meniach makam l'shalom adiv shul garsha vayayvet shkosav shama shloikimu mitzvah zo Rabbi Chia Rabbi Yehuda l'mar shabichia Hay ishtoy hoysa mit saras oyser Yehuda ishtoy hoysa le mami moves. Okay, so they divorced their wives. They divorced their wives. Shezes shaloi kima mitzvah of divorce. Right, they kept their wives, even though these two amorim they did not. Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara tells us, had wives that tortured them, and yet they kept them. Ayin b'ivam mishum zel mishum shayulachem b'banim mehem. So the reason why they came was because they had children. Chumay shama ha'ashei la kolish baruch. That was the ma'aseh nosha. Kolish baruch said to Hoshea, Hoshea said to Hashem, Hashem, you don't like Klal Yisrael, get rid of them, divorce them. Hashem said to Hoshea, oh, you think it's so easy to divorce them? Let me teach you a lesson, Hoshea. I want you to go marry a Zayna. Go and take the worst of the worst and have a couple of kids. And now divorce her. And see how easy it is to divorce a Zayna after you have with her children. Once you have children, it's not so easy to divorce, a wife. So therefore, and Hashem has with us, Hashem Kaviyachol has the Klal Yisrael children. All the peros, so all the things. Al Gemara says that it's not a covet. And Al Gemara says that if a person goes and makes a neder, he's going to divorce his wife, they're allowed to tell him, because it's not good for your children. Because if your children, if people are going to say about your children that your parents are divorced, people are going to start talking why they divorced. It must be that terrible things, terrible avers took place. And that's not going to be to their benefit. That's called a Pesach. Speaks against your friend. Do not go put a defect in your friend. Okay, so we take out of this is one yisoid. The yisoid is it's not necessarily someone else's business to reveal that someone's parents were divorced. That's the yisoid we take away from this, and this comes from the Gemara. The Gemara says it's a valid Pesach to be mater neder, so that people should not have to say about your children that they come from divorced parents, because divorced parents has a possibility that there was an ervas dover. Okay, now we go to the next sugya. Sugya, this is more interesting, more on the mark. Are you allowed to wear false teeth on Shabbos? What's the concern of wearing false teeth on Shabbos? You may take them out of your mouth to show your friend.
That's quite interesting.
What? Quite a transition. Let's see.
Divorce your teeth.
Now today obviously this is not an issue. Okay, but it's nogea for other things. It's nogea jewelry. It is nogea when it comes if you're wearing something very exquisite, something extremely unique, and you may be inclined in the street to show your friend, look what I got. You see my glasses? You see on the side all the gold and the silver and the new fancy design? Take a look. Here, I'll show you my glasses.
Jewelry,
exactly. So here we're talking about it in ancient times. It was a novelty to have gold teeth. Today, who has gold teeth? You wouldn't have gold teeth. Today you want to look. You want. They still have gold teeth. Today, you want to look natural. Today, even fillings, they don't even want to do gold. Today, the fillings they make white. They make the color of your teeth in order that it should look natural. You shouldn't even know there's a filling. But in any event, that's the shy. Let's see. The Sechta Shabbos. Are you allowed to carry to wear on Shabbos in the street a false tooth? That's Rashi. Shemach lehusam. The machlokes is only if the false tooth is made from gold. What's the concern? So what's the problem? It's a malbush. It becomes tuffle to your body. So you're not allowed to carry. The concern is you may take it out. You may come to carry it. In other words, you want to go take it out and show, look what I got. Look at my gold tooth. Look at the novelty. You'll show it to your friend on the street, or you'll come to carry it. But if it's silver, it's not so choshev. And certainly, if something else not choshev, there's no concern. Another reason, because it stands out. You might be embarrassed. It looks funny. If one tooth is gold, you may come to take it out because you're embarrassed. Just the opposite. According to Rashi, you're not allowed to take out your line shalchesed devil shoch never oil loy tzia mi pia. You may come take it out of your mouth. La harois to show it. So even silver is aser. Dine. Now how does this relate to the sugya? The sugya and the amu, they said shein shaltechav es hoy sala. The Gemara is a woman that had a false tooth. The asalor yishmol shalzov mishaloi, and he made for her. Rabbi Shmuel made for her. I'm not sure what the Gemara says exactly. We're dealing here with a woman. The case was he was a woman that was an ugly woman, and he wanted to beautify her. And how did he beautify her? She wanted that she should do a shidduch, so he beautified her. And how did he beautify her? He made for her a tooth of gold. So what do we learn from this? That a gold tooth is something which is beautiful. Problem is, this a contradiction to what Rashi says, that a gold tooth is disgusting, because a gold tooth looks different than the other teeth, and the person is not allowed to wear a gold tooth on Shabbos in the street, because he'll become embarrassed, he'll smile, and someone will say, "What's that funny thing in your mouth?" And he'll be embarrassed, he'll take it out and come to carry. So we see we have a kasha. According to Rashi, wearing a gold tooth is not a beautiful thing. It's something which may lead to shame. It's embarrassing. And yet the Gemara here says that a gold tooth is something which is beautiful, which enhances her prospects of finding a shidduch. So we have a contradiction. Rashi holds that gold is beautiful, and the Rabbeisav shall Rashi hold that gold is ugly. So Rashi and Tosfos, why are you not allowed to wear a gold tooth on Shabbos? According to Rashi, because you may come to show it to someone and carry it. According to the Rabbis of Shal Rashi, because you'll be embarrassed, you'll take it out. Al Gemara, it says that Rabbi Yishmol, he made for this woman a gold tooth in order to make her look beautiful. That's true according to Rashi, but according to Rashi's Rabbeim, it's not true, it's just the opposite. So this is so therefore. That's what he points out. This is the right to Rashi. However, it was made from wood. She was bazui be'enav in the eyes of her chasan. So the answer is to Rabbi Yisrael, it's all relative. That if a person that's all natural, but it's not more than beauty on the other. If it all depends on where you're starting out from, a person already has regular teeth and there are no problems, and now for the very first time you're wearing a false tooth, and so then even if you wear a gold false tooth, it's disgusting because you're embarrassed that you have a false tooth. But if the whole world knows, you're on Facebook and everyone knows that you have false teeth. Everyone knows you have false teeth. And what kind of false tooth do you have? You can't afford better more than wood. I have wooden false teeth, and everyone knows this. And now on Shabbos, I go out for the very first time with a gold false tooth. Oh, that's an upgrade. That's beautiful. It's all relative to where you are coming from. It's all relative, but it's more the culture, relative to the person you're coming from. So therefore, it's not a contradiction. When do the rabbis of Shalrashi say that you're not allowed to wear on Shabbos a gold tooth because you'll become embarrassed and you'll take it out and you'll carry it in your hands on Shabbos in the street? That's in a situation where people don't even know that you have false teeth. So in this thing, for the very first time that you have false teeth, and oh, what happened to you? You were hit. You got into an accident. What happened to you? You're embarrassed. You're going to take it out. But already for 50 years, you're wearing false teeth and the whole world knows. And now you got new designer false teeth. That, it's not an embarrassment. That's a yoifi. That's a beauty. That's a whole different situation. So the question over here is, if that's the case, so now we have another problem. So why did Rabbi Shmuel make for this kala a gold tooth? But now you're giving it an upgrade. You're making her beautiful. So now there's a new concern. The new concern is she may take the tooth out on Shabbos and walk with him in the street. Since it's so beautiful, she'll take it out to show her friends. So we have a new problem. So why did they make for gold tooth? She's not allowed to wear it on Shabbos, and because she may come to show it to her friends, so therefore she's going to have to take it out. And now in the Adra, but now she's going to become ugly on Shabbos because she's not going to be able to wear it on Shabbos. Everyone is like a prisoner. There's another opinion in the Gemara that says that you're allowed to wear on Shabbos teeth, false teeth, no matter what. Okay, let's go whatever that means over there. The kosav, v'ana avda, v'ana I of avda, I the servant, nearly b'siyat shmaya, l'tayetz kushamar shah, the shein shalzov shosalohu mezov lovan. Okay, there are different types of gold. Shemarei mare akesv, looks like silver. Kasher nimsa arata zov mare lovan. What's it called? Platinum? Platinum is white gold. Exactly. And therefore, you can't tell anything. Turns black. It tarnishes. Hevel, kinoida, aval hazav, a tooth made from gold, ein vitiva lekabel lekabel, does not tarnish, bein mishtanim areu, kalal kidua, ad kandibua, v'chein kasa bein bein olia, v'od al mishonudar misufan. So the bottom line over here is, what's the Sadi over here is that beauty is all relative. You're not allowed to go out on Shabbos with something, with two different things. There's a halacha, you're not allowed to go out on Shabbos if in a situation where one of two things may happen. Number one, you may be inclined to take off what you are wearing and show it to your friend. You're jealous of my beautiful earrings? Let me make you more jealous. Let me make you more jealous. I'll take off the earrings and show you. Look at the quality of these beautiful earrings.
You're saying the girl, look, she got engaged, now she's showing off her ring to everybody.
Exactly.
My new engagement.
Yeah. You're jealous I got engaged? I have an engagement ring? Let me make you more jealous. Take off the ring. Look. And before you realize you're walking in the street, you're walking more than Dalai Lama. That is why Me'ikar Hadin, women are not allowed to wear jewelry on Shabbos. The Gemara says there's an exception. Noshim chashuvas. It's beneath their dignity to take off their jewelry in the street to show it to someone. You don't take off your earrings in the street. It's not dignified. And since Bizman Hazeh Noshe Didon Chashuvos, since Bizman Hazeh, all of the women today are in the category of Chashuvos, it's beneath their dignity to take off their jewelry and show it to someone. That is why generally there is no prohibition. However, the Rabbanim say it's not so posh, you never really know. There are stories of people that are wearing very fancy scarves, very fancy gloves, and you like to show off. And there are definitely situations where you may be inclined to take it off. So that's one situation. And the other situation is not to go do something bizarre. If you wear something that's very strange in the street and someone makes litzanis of you, they're going to say, what in the world is that? It doesn't match. What kind of crazy earrings are those? They don't match. You'll be embarrassed. You'll take them off. And you'll come to carry with him in the street. And based upon these two different issues, these mafalpal over here in the Gemara talks there, he made for a gold tooth. Is the gold tooth something which is embarrassing? Or is the gold tooth something which is exquisite, which may lead her to take it out and to show her friends?
To wear a plastic bag on the hat.
Yes, I mean, you're saying because it looks funny. They're going to make litzanis of you, and you're going to be embarrassed and come to carry it. Yeah, but you're saying you'd be embarrassed. He's looking foolish. You put a shopping bag. Mound food shopping bag.
And you had those things that go over there.
Yeah, those specially made.
Anybody wear that shopping
bag? Why not?
You had a rain hat, you couldn't put something on your hat.
Carrying.
That was not considered.
Right, because that was called carrying. That was because it was called carrying.
It was plastic. It was
right, on top of that, right, because that's called carrying.
Right.
That's not called the masa, that's a burden.
Right.
It has to also cover your chin. It has to also come down. Women wear these things till they still have to come, and it has to cover your face. But just on the hat itself, that's only to protect the hat, so it's considered to be carrying. That's not a lavush. That's not called a cover. It's not called a lavush for the hat. It's a shayla of carrying.
Right.
So that was us. Okay. Let's go to the next thing. The next thing is some short things. Two more paragraphs. Short things. We have sugin alichas talmud lasifas. Is a talmud chacham allowed to go to an assembly? Allowed to go to some type of a social gathering? So it says him sugin huva maisa. Maisa shehider es isha yahano ad shetatim es atavshul maisa, where he made a neder that his wife may not derive benefit until she tastes from the food. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda taught him b'nei shenasa kalvucham biatzmo im lasa shom in ishla ishtay amra tora shemi shenichta b'kedusha shemi my name shenichta b'kedusha v'tu yimoch alamayim anu alachas kalvukama to make peace. Rabbi Shimon lo taught and he did not eat amar yimusu b'nei almana kolaymar yomus balo. I'm not exactly sure what the case of there is. Let's go a little further. There's a mice, the child is not to be nene, not to eat. It seems that his wife wanted him to come eat from the food. And he was in the Beis Medrash, he was learning. And it would have been bittul Torah for him to come and leave his, the Beis Medrash to go and to be nene, to go to a social event. He never ever went to parlor meetings. He never went to dinners. That's the topic of being disgusting. He never went to a dinner, even though they told him, your presence will bring in big bucks. If you will come and give kavod to the wealthy, to the gevirim who are coming to this dinner, they will write out large size checks. He never went. He was bittul Torah. He was not willing to violate his principles. I'm here to learn. I'm not here to waste my time going to dinners. The Chazon Ish can do something like that. Today's Rosh Yeshivas can't do something like that. They're running around every night, every day, every night, like a chicken without a head, to every wedding, every bar mitzvah, every this and every that. There's no day, there's no night. Okay, so the Chazon Ish was able to do that. Nineh Akhilas Yaakov, the stipler. Leholach Yos, we never went to a dinner. Leholach Lasifais, Umesivais, Mekor Lahanhog, Zokosham Baal, Kosham Shem Baal Haderech Amuna, Mishom Sha'amu Besugin, is our Gemara. Rabbi Shimon, Leitoan, Hit Leitoim, Omar Yemusu Kobene Almona, Vial Yosu Shem Mekoimai. That he better that he die than he go and he be nene from these meals, these dinners. The Hainan Ibn Nesha says, Zilzul b'chvod ha-Torah, it was a disgrace to the honor of his Torah. Omar Sha'afim Zotamus Berav, even if she'll die in hunger, Machmas Isra Hanoa, Enim Zalzul b'chvod ha-Torah. I don't know exactly this, I didn't learn the Gemara. But the sugi over here is that it was a Zilzul, a very big chiddush, that the real Gedoyle Yisrael did not run around every night to another social event in order to raise money. People who were real, who the real deal, were able to sit and learn the way they should. Okay, one more paragraph. Achilas memachal shechina ish eshesish b'yifei leif kosav shabi shimin loyachal me'atavshul shal oisra isha hayoyis v'loyrotza litoim tavshul shabishul eshesish. Would you believe such a thing? The reason why he did not want to eat, he always, he don't eat out. We always think, why don't you eat out? People, there are certain people that never eat in someone else's home. So we assume the reason is because the food is not kosher. That's not the reason. Not to their standards. That's not the reason. The reason is because it's not tznius. It's not tznius to start eating food from an eshes ish to be to me. Once you already eat from her food, you develop a kurva, a closeness. If you are a guest in another woman's home and she prepares for you a meal, you get close to her. She gives you the food. You thank her. You like another portion. Yes, I would. No, I will not. You have to compliment her. The food is delicious. What?
You won't get another.
Then you're finished. But you tell her the food is delicious. And it's not for a person, a very holy person. It's not a dignified thing that he should have an asik with an ashesish. Obviously, this is not for us today. But we're talking about the Tanaim and the Rav Tam of the Gemara. What? No, they don't. They all eat out. They all eat in. There's no one today. Okay, don't try this at home. What?
My sons, Shikun, nobody goes and eats in anybody else's house.
You don't know
why not? Let's see. The Daniel Hayada Kosav. Kosav Lavar Shabu Shimla Yachal Hayos Lohoya Oichal Tavshal Bosar Michutz Lebeso. It's not a pshat. You see, the Gemara talks about all the Gemara says that he refused that this man, he made a neder. He made a neder that he's not going to eat in the, he's not going to eat from this woman's food. So all the Achwenim are mafalpal. Why is that so? It's because she's an Ashes ish. It's not Snius. No, that's not what the Ben Yehuda is, because it was meat. Who says it's kosher? It was the kashrus issue. I don't trust their kashrus. I don't know. I once you start trusting one person's kashrus, not someone else, you're going to insult people. So therefore, he now made a policy. I don't eat other people's meat. It wasn't kosher. Maybe it was not salted. You have to salt it. It has to soak for at least 18 minutes. L'chatchila half an hour. Maybe it's basa b'cholav. Maybe the pots that they're cooking it in are really milchadik pots. They didn't realize. It's purely kashrus. What?
Kashrus in a situation where the individual in their home is not like there's a certifying.
Right. We're dealing in ancient times before kashrus agencies came into being. The law and the mailov, and therefore the law, the chayin lo nasa kalvachem in mechigas Hashem came and shayin lo mevachil chash iser v'yemkein batal kalvachemer. The issue over here is nothing to do with making peace. Okay, the issue is kashrus. Hagoyin hakodesh miradzin b'seif esem milin chasidus sabeir shabishim lo yachal hayos lo haya oichal misudas harishos v'dava shahuchem. Okay, so basically the thing over here is they have a Gemara. The Gemara tells them the Maisa where one of the Atanoim, Amroim, he made a neder, I will not eat in the home of another, this person's house. And we have here the Sach HaKol three different reasons. Either the middle is kashrus issues, you don't know what's really going on, it's not snius, Korva, you'll come close to another man's wife. Number three is, I don't eat meals of a sudas rishus. I only eat from a sudas mitzvah. Precious means you don't just go out to the restaurant for dinner. I'm going to go out to the restaurant. It has to be in honor of a mitzvah. A siyum, a pigin aben, a bar mitzvah, a chasna. You're inviting me out for dinner? I don't do dinner. You want to invite me to a pigin aben? I'll come for a sudas mitzvah. You want to make a sim? I'll come for a sudas. Just stam a sudas rishus? Talmidei chachamim don't go to a sudas rishus. Not because of kashrus, not because of tznius. Three different approaches to why you should not be insulted if you invite someone and they don't want to come to your house
where
for dinner.
Did JJ get all the pictures?
Oh, what pictures?
The centerfold.
Right.
The sudas and all the
okay, we're done. Let's take a short break.